Sefer Kitvei Rabash.
We are reading the writings of Rabash, article They Helped Everyone His Friend.
Yes, this is from the first articles that Rabash wrote, truly kind of as he sat on his knees on the bench that you probably saw in my photographs. And there he wrote it on that bench.
So
that's it. Let's see what he wrote. Let's hear. We'll read.
They helped everyone his friend. We must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong? But when all are rich, smart or strong, etc., how can one help another?
או כולם גיבורים וכדומה, במה האדם יכול לעזור לשני? אבל
we see that there is one thing that is common to all,
דבר המשתף
the mood. It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because with regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth. And he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and everyone must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill.
יכול למלות אותו.
Moscow 7. Да, буквально небольшой вопрос. Вот это вот мацав рух на русском языке, как только обычно.
Regarding of the matter of the mood, in Russian it's translated differently. There are about seven variations of translation. According to your feeling, what is the best way to translate that? The word matzav ruach in Hebrew.
The state of spirit or mood. There's a feeling.
Неважно чего.
Feeling of what?
It doesn't matter of what. The feeling. That's called the raise of spirit, his mood. A good feeling, a bad feeling. That's called a good mood, a bad mood. Or his spirits are high or low.
So, according to what you said, another question. It says here in the article In what can one help his friend?
To raise his mood.
His mood or his feeling?
His feeling.
Feeling of what?
The feeling that he feels within himself. The feeling of life, the feeling of confidence, the feeling of tomorrow that shines for him. That I need to give a friend. Okay.
Tov.
All right, so we'll go to Kiev.
It's written that a concern is in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. We usually don't share our concern with others. So what is the right way to present a deficiency towards a friend?
Yes, we usually need to show the friends a good spirits, good confidence, joy, but together with that, we also need to show them something that we have from the negative states in order to give the friends the ability to fill us, to help us, just like we do this in all kinds of states between us, where I show the other the extent in which I need him in order to give him the opportunity to connect, and he does the same, and then we connect, each helps the other, and then we come to connection, to a mutual connection.
Okay.
The fact that I present some deficiency to the friend, by that am I helping him?
Of course you're helping with that. Altogether, we don't have... We don't have actions towards one another that we're not helping one another. Because altogether we need to build our common vessel. Therefore it doesn't even matter who is showing that he needs help and who is giving help, as long as we're connecting together. This connection is the desirable result.
Okay.
Let's say I show a friend my deficiency and the friend fulfills it and he shows me his deficiency and then I try that same force. So where is the creator here in this scheme?
The creator is only filling the efforts between you and also causes you to need mutual help for one another. The creator illuminates the light upon all the shattering, and then whoever is now in the shattering and the disclosure, the revelation of the shattering, feels the extent in which he needs the help of the others and how much he can help them and them him. And that's how we advance.
Beseder.
Okay. All right. Let's see our Nudnik from Chadera 1.
Sorry, Rav, for being a Nudnik. He says here about an uplifted spirit, that he is aiming us outside of ourselves, not just to our inner feeling of feeling good, but also something beyond that, in the sense of upliftment.
Of course the Creator wants us to be uplifted. Of course he wants us to see ourselves coming closer to him. And that coming closer to him depends on how adjacent we are to one another, connected to one another. And this is how he sees that we're coming closer to him.
Meaning our mutual help has to be in that direction to push one another to a sense of upliftment, of adhesion.
Yes, of course.
And not to an inner feeling of happiness or joy or something like that.
Yes, we're like a group of fishermen that are grabbing the net from different sides of it, and we're entering the sea into the water in order to catch fish. And this fish is the creator. That's how we work.
Thank you, Rav, and my apologies.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm actually satisfied. You're giving an example of how much gil doesn't bother, how the age doesn't bother the advancement of a person. It actually pushes, nevertheless, forward. Well, what else, Gilad? Yes?
We have a drawer in the hall.
It
says here that his friend uplifts him from a state to a state of life. We're working today in tens. The feeling is a lot more sensitive. Sometimes a friend isn't even aware of the state that he's in. He's like just a body in the ten. How can a friend receive aid? The ten wants to help him. How does the friend receive, accept this help?
The ten wants to help. I didn't understand. How does the friend accept, receive help? The fact that the ten wants to help him, then already by that it helps. That's one thing. In spirituality, they address the Creator and ask through their requests for the Creator to bestow upon this friend and help him. That's the second thing. And it could be that they need to help him also with some corporeal states. God forbid, with medicine or something. And help at home. And then they help in every way they can. Okay.
Gilad.
All right, so Gilad.
Mach
16.
Дара, здравствуйте. От вопрос такой возник. А мы с одной стороны стараемся дать вот этот мацав рух товарищам. А правильно ли будет работать, когда
On the one hand, we're trying to give an uplifted mood to the friend. Is it correct to try and see within the friends that they are giving the uplifted mood?
Of course, that enforces it great, and you need to see it this way. In a mutual way, we connect between us, and then between us, this network of connection takes place in which we create and we reveal the Creator. Gilad?
So continue.
No more questions here?
Okay.
Why? You should read it again.
Okay, so let's read it again. Article, They Helped Everyone His Friend by Rabash. We must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong? But when all are rich, smart, or strong, how can one help another?
Or kulam giborim v'chadome. במה האדם יכול לעזור לשני? אבל אנו רואים
We see that there is one thing that is common to all.
דהיינו,
the mood.
מצב רוח. כמו שאמרו,
It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because, with regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit.
Rather,
it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth. And he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and every one must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Раф, вот еще один вопрос. В третьем абзаце этой статьи, ну, это уже четвертый.
In the third paragraph of the article.
Только начал их писать. И вот он пишет, что до какого состояния товарищ должен поднять другого товарища.
When Rabash only started writing articles, he writes here that to what state is a friend need to uplift his other friend to make him with an uplifted spirit in order to have a sense of confidence, of livelihood, as if his goal is now near. So throughout the years, I understand that it's not that easy to provide that confidence, especially with the veteran friends, to feel how the goal is near him. So, how can the friend be given a feeling that the goal is near?
It's a matter of experience. You need to see the extent in which you can bestow upon the friends, not necessarily to what you're accustomed to. Where you, by all kinds of actions of yours, you raise their spirits or give them a mood. They're not used to that, so they won't be impressed. So you need to learn with what you can uplift them, not according to your desires, your styles, but according to who they are and what they are. And then you can act. Then in your work there will be subjugation and exertion and a spiritual result from it.
Can I ask the friend what can uplift him?
I don't think so. You can try, but I don't think that will work. It's best that you look at them, you pay attention to them. By what can you awaken them? What are they impressed by? It could be that you're dancing before them, but they don't get any, they're not impressed by that.
Belarus.
Раб, скажите, а как мы можем помочь товарищу, если он не знает, не понимает?
How can we help a friend if he doesn't understand or feel what the center of the ten is? What can help him feel that?
Зебая.
It's a problem. I think that through example, by example, but an example that's close to him. It's not that you're doing an impression according to your understanding, but rather according to you doing an impression according to what seems that he is impressed that way. With all kinds of things. It could be a reading, it could be hearing, it could be anything. Even the most external of things. It depends what state you want to take him out of. Latin 6.
En la Kabbalah estudiamos que siempre hay un aspecto interno y un aspecto
externo. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn that there's always an internal view and an external view.
Elevar el ánimo del amigo de manera interna.
How can we help uplift the friend's spirit internally? In addition to the external actions.
If you perform external actions and in those actions through your thoughts, you try in you to bring the internality of your heart, then it certainly has an influence on a friend. Try and you'll see. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Can I say that if I already discover a deficiency in the friend's spirit, then I can already definitely fulfill that deficiency?
By the Creator, you'll be able to fill that desire. You're awakening the friend, and then by awakening the friend, you connect to the Creator. And ask for the Creator to fill him through the friend.
But if I don't know how I can awaken him,
try and you'll get all kinds of impressions from it. Just like children that are growing up, they don't yet know how or what, but that's how it happens.
And then the request for the creative fulfilling comes later on?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Good
morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Usually when a friend is given an uplifted spirit, then I see his will to receive. What will I do? Give him money? What will I do?
Slowly, slowly, through connecting to the friend, you'll start to see that you have a connection with him. And then your vessel is not just your vessel, but it's connected with foreign desires. And by that you build this net between you and them. And this net becomes a vessel of your bestowal. And that is how you start to advance towards spirituality.
Okay, but how do I really give him an uplifted spirit?
I told you, pray to the Creator to bring him contentment. You can't bring him contentment. Contentment is the upper light that's shining upon him. But you caused him to expand the vessels. And now, through the Creator, awaken the Creator to bestow upon him some light.
What, according to what Rabash says, it's something more spiritual, something higher than I imagine in corporeality?
Yes, of course, yes.
Okay, now I understand. I thought just to give him an uplifted spirit. Well, I come depressed.
That's also good, but it's best that with that, with you bringing them the contentment and their awakening, you're also asking the Creator to awaken them and fill them.
Okay.
This is called the Creator will finish things for me.
Okay, now I understand what he means. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Latin 6.
El pensamiento da origen a la acción y el deseo da origen también al pensamiento.
Gives birth to the action. And the desire also gives birth to the thought, and the desire comes from the Creator in that case. So a mutual desire in the ten, a mutual thought in the ten, can that be considered as inner work or external work?
Internal work. Internal work. Also, the ten becomes an internal. Then, if they're connected between them somewhat, it's already an internal ten. It's already an internal vessel.
No. Tbilisi.
Tbilisi.
Как мы можем понять, что кли десятки готова для приема света Творца? Это один вопрос. И второй, как мы
of the ten is prepared for receiving the light of the Creator. Secondly, how do we open up this state in order to pass it on to the friends to raise their spirits?
When we will be ready to receive the upper light between us, then we will receive it. And how can we raise the spirit of the friends, their spirits? That truly depends on us and the extent in which we are trying to be connected between us. Of course, this is very important, how dependent we are on one another, how we are in some external states, that today, in the state that you are there, even in Georgia and Russia and Ukraine and all these places, so there are big problems there. But nevertheless, try to also understand that in your connection, you are rising above all these states that this war is bringing you. And you can truly be saved from every single thing. I'm turning, addressing all the residents of Russia, Ukraine, and all those around that area. That you should protect yourselves and try to be connected between you. Between you. Also between the Russians and Ukrainians, and also between the Belarusians and the Ukrainians and the Russians. Try to make an effort towards being connected together like we want to do during the lesson. And then certainly in such a way you'll protect yourselves more. And let's hope that through this we will hasten this war until it will end.
Turkey 4.
Rav, I have a question. Because in world Kali we have brilliant friends, clever friends, that asking you great questions for many years. But somehow I feel that for some friends it is so hard to take from mind to heart. Because for years that I listened, that questions are coming from the mind, it seems to me. And of course, it is not person's fault. It's the Reshimot is awakening or not awakening. So how can a person, can be a reason to awaken this Reshimot and take this work from mind to heart?
It's a problem. It's a problem. It's written that you need to put these feelings on your heart, and then gradually, slowly, slowly, they will enter through the shell of the heart into the heart. That's what I can say.
It takes time. And to the extent in which a person is sorry that his heart is not incorporated with the desires and deficiencies from the sorrow of the others, then to the extent in which a person is sorry that he's not feeling the sorrow of the others, then to that extent he comes closer to the correction of his heart. It's a problem. Our heart is truly a heart of stone. Yes.
You also said that it is about the root of the person's soul. Some souls are more central in the system. Some souls are heavy and with thicker shells. But I just feel when I hear questions of friends in the lesson, I just want to do something for them. I just want to raise them to that emotions inside the desire. But I think I'm unable to do it. I want to incorporate in them. I want to take them where I feel I am. How can I succeed in this? How can I succeed in raising the friend that I saw their face all the day? And how can I succeed on helping them?
Only in prayer. Only in prayer. When we pray for everyone, for our heart to soften and be filled with the feelings of the friends, and we will all be as one heart, and in this heart for the Creator to bestow something from the nefesh, ruach, neshama of His. I really hope that that is how it will happen. It needs to happen. We're advancing now greatly. In the last couple of months, we made a great stage forward. But we need to still work on this. Yes.
Yes, there are a few questions here in the hall. Rav, I'll try and ask this difficult question. Man's purpose is to reach prayer, a cry from the depth of their heart, from being despaired from their own strength, and now crying out to the Creator. But if every time he's been given uplifted spirit, how can one reach a true cry?
There's no other solution but what you said. Next question.
But isn't it preferable to not help him, to let him despair and cry out to the Creator finally?
Okay, let him be in despair. Let him get despaired. But if he's not despaired, what are you going to do?
But every time he gets more fuel, he gets uplifted spirit from the friends, and he thinks that he can continue himself.
So turn to the Creator. What do you want from me?
These two things are conflicting, that you need to reach despair, on the other hand, you need to constantly help him so that he won't reach despair.
Yes. I have nothing to help here. I understand you, but I have no way to help you.
So maybe let me ask this. What is an uplifted spirit of life?
The spirit of life is a spirit of bestowal and love that is in the Creator. Because it is the source of life.
How can I identify the loneliness that a friend is in? Everyone is in the end of correction. Everyone is the greatest of the generation. How to identify loneliness?
Why do you need to identify loneliness in a friend? You need to discover the greatness in a friend.
Right, but if I want to realize what Rabash is writing here, I sometimes feel a certain state. I don't know if the friend is in a state of loneliness or not. I try to figure out. He says, none else besides him, it's all good. How can I help here? How can the 10 help?
you can always pray for the friend. But to know his situation, his state, his mood, his spirit, at any given moment, you're not allowed to press him or investigate him.
And the friends need to share their states?
No, why should they? On the contrary. On the contrary. You need to read some, maybe the Hasidut books, how they would conceal from one another, each from the others, their inner states.
So this state of one will help his friend. What is that exactly? It's only in prayer?
In everything, but it's not that you need to interrogate him or relate to him through that. Work on yourself and don't demand from him.
Okay.
All right, guys, we actually ended the lesson and we will see you as usual today at 12 for the continuation of the lesson, yes? And until then, study everything, examine everything, and mainly turn to the Creator and don't leave him alone.
Please.
All the best. Gilad?
Yes, thank you, Rav. Today's broadcast schedule, 10 to 10:30. We have a news program recorded with Dr. Michael Lightman, and 12 to 1 p.m. Israel time, and the afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman. That's it for today.